Omar says he has enjoyed his stay in Juneau, and he feels the experience has been an opportunity for personal growth.
It's totally made change in my character, and my, you know, my skills, all this have changed.
Before he arrived, he admitted to some preconceived views of the West, shaped by mass media.
For me, I know about the United States from the like American movies and what we see in the media. Like, if you look at the American movies, you would find all Americans are rich, and they are living great life, and all of them have a Lamborghini car. And
he said when he got here that he thought he would be judged for being from an Arab country and being Muslim.
I was worried about coming to Alaska, but I was wrong because I have really, really great family and great friends. And people in my around me are really, really great and open-minded.
Gary Roach is the cooking teacher at Thunder Mountain.
Omar was actually good enough to lead classes during extension and lunch on Arabic and Muslim culture, which I attended a couple of them. He helped me with the alphabet.
Omar is from Egypt. He likes sports, has played basketball at Thunder Mountain High School, and plans to try out for the baseball team. He hopes to become a member of the Egyptian national rowing team and plans to attend medical school. Berchim is from Turkey and says she's never traveled outside her home country. She has learned most of her English here. She says she likes the American school system better than the Turkey system because she gets to choose her classes. She's played volleyball at TMHS and is participating in the Model UN program. She hopes to attend medical school to become a doctor of neurology. One of the biggest challenges here has been the food, she says. With her host family, she's enjoyed Alaskan seafood, but at school,
because we don't have more options, it just makes us fat.
Rich Monak and his partner are Berchim's host parents. He's also a member of Juneau People for Peace and Justice, which has worked with the YES program to bring the 4 students to Juneau this year. YES is funded by State Department grants. Since 2003, 300 to 400 Muslim students from 38 countries have come to America to study each year.
To become integrated with students in the U.S., to share what their life and culture is like so that we understand it better and they can bring home a better understanding of our culture and our people.
Muslim Student Ambassadors in Juneau begins at 7 o'clock tonight in the UAS Egan Lecture Hall. From Thunder Mountain High School, I'm Caleb McGoey.